Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know me, the Yankee shill. I don't feel like shilling for Gerrit Cole, though, because what happened on Saturday was embarrassing. I still can't get over it. The idea that a New York Yankee ace making $36 million coming off a Cy Young Award winning season, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, whether you want to believe that or not at the moment, I know Yankee fans, you know, are upset with him. That's what he is. He's one of the most durable, even though he's been hurt this year, and he's one of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball. And last year, he was the best pitcher in all of baseball. For that guy to allow himself to be afraid of anyone is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And that's what it is. It's straight up fear. And it makes no freaking sense to me. I know he's got him in every different way. I know he's killed him. And we, as the fans, like let's be honest too, we'll scream and cry. Not me, because I never, you know, I'm above all this, of course. But a lot of the fans are like, enough, stop pitching to him. Stop, why are we letting Devers beat us? And he's killed him. So I put this strictly on Gerrit Cole. This is not, I know we all love to take our shots at Boone, the organization, we can't stand them. I have zero problem with Boone, Cole, whomever, having a discussion heading into the game saying, you know what, we're going to be more aggressive, as Boone put it in the postgame, in picking our spots with Devers. And maybe it won't just be, you know, up two runs in the seventh or eighth inning with two outs and second base with a runner on second and first base open. That's an obvious spot to pinch around him and walk him. Maybe we'll be more aggressive in trying to get around him. Plus, you have long at-bats against him. You know, we're trying to save the bullpen, get you deeper into the game. Maybe we'll be a little bit more aggressive. I have no problem with that conversation being had. And I don't know exactly what they talked about in the tunnel right before that inning. But here's what I know. If Aaron Boone and Gerrit Cole had the plan to walk him with nobody on and an out after he got out Durant, then Aaron Boone would have called for the walk. Gerrit Cole flat out just didn't want to face him. I don't know if he hit him on purpose or not in the first at-bat, but it's kind of fishy that he hits him with a cutter on the first at-bat and then in the second bat has absolutely zero interest in pitching to him. This is Gerrit Cole. He doesn't pitch well against the Red Sox. He doesn't pitch well against the Mets, and he completely gave up against Devers. And all of this would be, I suppose, okay. Wouldn't be okay with me. I'd be pissed about this no matter what. But if he gets the next two guys out and gets out of the inning, no one cares, and it's probably viewed as a smart move. And we're having a discussion about it. But because he allowed himself to completely unravel when he was hitless through the first three and a third, and then completely mentally evaporated in front of us, he has a lot to do. Now, to gain our trust in a big spot. I'm sorry, it just does. Now, I know the Red Sox are unique and Devers is unique. We've seen Naylor kind of own him before, right, with Cleveland. Now, he's not Devers, but still. That was an unacceptable move from the ace of the staff, who we're supposed to have confidence in game one. We're supposed to feel like this is our guy, and when he's on the mound, we win. And he gave up. He decided not to take on a challenge. I'm sorry. That's on him. I don't care what the plan is. I don't care. And now people say, oh, it proves he doesn't respect the manager. No, they had a plan about being more aggressive with Walkenham. He viewed that to be in the parameters of the plan and made a decision. And Aaron Boone, in my opinion, was 100% correct not to change that decision. He made it very clear he doesn't want to pitch to him. Now Aaron Boone's supposed to go out there and convince him to do something he doesn't want to do. And now he's, what if he, like, and it's not even so much, oh, even if he gives up a home run, it's only one run. Yeah, no doubt. That's totally true. That's why you pitched to him in the first place. But the minute the pitcher decides, hey, I'm not pitching to him, I want no part of it, if you go out there and force him to do it, make it seem clearly like, hey, you're Garrett Cole. What the hell is this? And it's totally on you. But I say, like, if you make a big thing of it on the mound, convince him to do something he doesn't want to do, and then he gets beat, he might mentally wilt right there. Like, but you make a conviction, you're our guy, you're the ace. Okay, don't pitch to him. You better get the next two guys out. And he didn't. This is not on Cashman. It's not on Boone. It's not on anybody else but Garrett Cole. That's his domain. That's his game. He's the ace and the starting pitcher. Plain and simple. And I don't care what the plan is or what they discussed. He walked away from a challenge in a situation where it made no sense to just because he didn't want to bother with it. And it bothers the hell out of me. And it makes me question him in a big spot. There's no doubt. He's been there before. People always say, well, what has Garrett Cole ever done? Garrett Cole pitched great in the 2020 playoffs. He wasn't dominant. He didn't completely, throw nothing but zeros. But he was very good in the 2020 playoffs. He was miserable in the wild card game. And then he was great against Cleveland and helped win them that series in 2022. Garrett Cole has been, for the most part, a money pitcher for the New York Yankees. But now, to me, he's got to prove it. And I'm hoping that you get the best of it, because he's pissed off and he's embarrassed. And he should be. It was embarrassing. Now, the Yankees bounced back and won the game. That took a lot. If they would have lost that game, oh, my God. I'm telling you right now, the feeling around this team right now, if they would have lost that Sunday game against the Red Sox and split that series, it would have felt like all the vibes had been washed away by that despicable display of fear. And while I do think Alex Cora is a clown for trying to manifest some sort of run out of it, that's what, managers are going to try and do what they're going to do. It failed him. His team didn't respond. I think he is so overrated, it's not funny. I think Boone absolutely outmanaged him in this series. Absolutely outmanaged him at every turn. Other than the walk, which, again, I put on Cole. But the fact of the matter is they came back, they won, and now Cole, for me, he better be freaking lights out moving forward. He better demand that of himself. Because the fan base is questioning him, rest of Major League Baseball is questioning him. He put himself in a position to have his mental toughness questioned by not only us, but the rest of Major League Baseball, by any team that opposes him. And it's an easy fix, shut everybody down. But until he does that, that's literally the position he put himself in. And I don't think that's overstating it. I really don't. If this were Marcus Stroman, and not Marcus Stroman, but he's a fourth starter, a fifth starter, and right now he might be the Yankees sixth starter, whatever the case, like if someone like that who relies on soft contact and you want to pitch around somebody like that in that situation, I still think it makes no sense with nobody on, but okay. The ace of the staff can't do that. I believe in the term ace, and I believe it carries weight throughout the organization. I believe Garrett Cole carries weight throughout the organization. And he ran away. And he hid. He wanted no part of a challenge. I know the guy's got the better of you, and nobody would have blamed you if this were the eighth inning or something, and you want to just, you're trying to win games, and the guy owned you, and it happens all the time. There are great pitchers who have just been owned by lesser hitters than Devers. Right? Enrique Wilson for the Yankees owned Pedro Martinez to the point they were giving him starts in the postseason. It happens. He wouldn't have walked Enrique Wilson with nobody on in the fourth. Not Pedro. Ugly. Embarrassing.